WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Drive-By Truckers is a band formed in the late 90s in Athens, Georgia, by guitarists and singer-songwriters Patterson Hood and Mike Cooley. They had a critical success with the band's 2001 release Southern Rock Opera, which suggested their ambition and a penchant for narrative detail. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the band's new album, called The Big To Do, is well-named.
If you broke down the techniques employed by Drive-By Truckers, the band's music shouldn't really work well at all. Their signature sound consists of massed guitars, drums, and keyboards that owe a lot to 70s hard rock bands such as Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Marshall Tucker Band, and Black Oak Arkansas. The vocals wouldn't sound the way they do had Bob Dylan or the band not existed. The lyrics tend toward fiction, stories, the kind of stuff that usually works better on the printed page. Yet put them together with the kind of pitiless precision and gleeful tendency to turn every downer into a musical rave-up, and you've got yet another entry in what has become a really impressive body of work.
It was as open and shut as anything I had seen. It was a pillar of town, its reputation was clean. It was right before Easter in the first week of spring. Show up for service that Wednesday night. The congregation knew something weren't right. Blood on the bed when they opened the door. The preacher was dead on the bedroom floor. And everyone knew there had to be some outside thing that made this happen. Because they sang.
That's from The Wig He Made Her Wear, Patterson Hood's latest addition to the murder ballad tradition, updated to include Amber Alerts. It's the story of a small-town preacher shot dead by his wife because of the humiliating sexual peccadilloes he foisted upon her over a long period of time. The rumbling music behind the folksy recitation of degradation carries all of the foreboding and menace. The tension between Hood's calm detailing and the craggy guitar lines transform the song into a crime novel. At other times on this album, guitarist Mike Cooley relieves Hood with a slightly lighter bit of boogie-inflected country rock that's really only chipper until you listen closely to the words.
Kim said, Jim, you better get yourself up off of that raggedy couch. I'm too pretty to work and I'm tired of you uglying up my house. Jim said, baby, the guys at the top are doing bad as the guys on the street. Kim said the guys at the top ain't about to be paying alimony to me. Said go downtown, see what you can find. Put your face in someone's that ain't mine. Looks like them unemployment blues are wearing out your house shoes. Baby left when your boots came untied.
Drive-By Truckers are chroniclers of smallness, small-town life, lives crushed by small tragedies or rewarded by small kindnesses, kindness closed off by failures that go unnoticed by anyone except the people involved. On this song, called It's Gonna Be I Told You So, the band sets a small argument, the way one person in a squabble needs to have the other person acknowledge that he or she is right, against a soaring rush of melody.
Thank you.
Ultimately, drive-by truckers are doing something common on certain TV shows and many independent films, but is increasingly rare in pop music. Celebrating losers, people in trouble, people who feel trapped. That such subjects used to be more prevalent in music is one reason why the truckers can sound like throwbacks. It's also what makes them sound so head-clearingly refreshing. They do it by making a big to-do about small but crucial things in life.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The Big To-Do by Drive-By Truckers.